sería.
Something from last week. As the Mavoy Lashar Shlishi, the Homer Kuflam and Aleph, Dali Shom Helik Aleph, that Dali Shom brought down the Gemara and Shabbos of Samo Gilam and Beis, the member of Rav Huna, who said, Smach Bochu Bial Tosach, Raji types up the member of Rav Huna is, At kan la teira smach betalmudcha lemoi misimcha mitut leiv. Rashi over here in his Gemara and Shabbos says that the matara of teira is that a person should learn mitut simcha. We said this week that the raya, that the inyan of limud at teira mitut simcha, is not just a mood issue. It's because Rashi continues and says, Baholach v'darkei libcho lahovin ma b'libcho l'firo eisenecho. Shocking Rashi. Rashi says, and how do you get to learning Torah mitoch simcha? So Rashi over here in Shabbos Asama Gimbal, Baholach v'darkei libcho, what does that mean? That's the lashon of the pasuk. Lahovin ma b'libcho, to know what's in your heart. L'firo eisenecho, using your eyes. Marvel the Garashi. You need to use your eyes to find out what's in your heart in order that you should be simcha. That's a Rashi. You need to use your eyes to find out what's in your heart in order that you should be simcha. Shteita that the reason why you're not be simcha from your limud haTorah is because there's something in your heart that's blocking you. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that you can find out what's blocking you. You can find out. Rashi says, "L'firo isay nacha." You can find out. L'havin ma'alipa. Yeah, I said there's a whole mitzvah, there's a whole profession called l'havin ma'alipa. Find out what's in your heart that's causing you that you don't have to do with a Torah mitzvah simcha. And how do you do that? The Rashi stresses, "Roisay nacha." You have to take a look at it. I mean, you have the eyes. It's like Rashi. It's a Rashi. Roisay nacha. You have to take your eyes. Look inside your heart, says Rashi, and find out why you're not happy. Shteita that the lack of simcha in Torah comes from all types of koiches and forces and midas and demyanis and yetzahoras that operate in the arena of a person's heart that doesn't allow him to have simcha because his heart, which is his ritzonis, Chazal say a lashon that we find in the Torah two types of lashon is by the Rishayim, by Esav. It says, "Vayomer Esav bil liboy," and other places it says, "Vayomer el liboy." Says Chazal, "Rishayim b'rishus libam," "Vayomer Esav bil liboy," "Vayomer Haman bil liboy." What's bil liboy? Zakin Chazal, Rishon Rishos Libam, which means that the arena and the stadium that the Rishoyim operate is in the lave. That's the stadium where they operate. The lave, which is the Ritzonis, that's what dominates them. That's what defines their agendas. Vayomer Esav bil liboy, not el liboy. He didn't talk to his heart. He spoke in his heart. His heart spoke. His Ritzonis spoke. So Rashi's saying over here that if you want to be happy and you want to have Limud Torah mitoch simcha, which, like we said, is not just a mood var, it's a simon of shlemus. You have to use your eyesight to find what's in your heart. V'holech v'darkei libcha kefi ro'eisei necha. Alishur explains that the reason why you're the one who has to do it and you can't learn it from a book. Yediyas atzmeinu ein amadim misuim. It's not a fixed science that there's a textbook that you can read about it. V'ein lanu elamashe einenu. So, A person first of all has to teach himself how to look inside his heart. Rashi says, Rashi says, look inside your heart. And then Rashi says something shocking, lahovim ba'alavah, understand what you're seeing. There's two things. You need to be able to see, and then you need to analyze the information that's coming in. Lahovim, and to understand what's going on in your heart. Why do you have recitals like that? Why do you behave like that? Why are you overcome by this and this midah? Lahovim, to understand. It's a whole science. It's called chachmas hamusar. Leroy is to see what's in your heart, as Rashi says. Enough to lahovim, to understand. If you'll see what's in your heart, says Rashi, and then you'll understand, you'll process the information properly, then you can get the Limud Torah Tzimcha. Those are the three steps. Lerois, Lahavin, and then you can get the Smach Bochum B'Talmudcha. So the Ali Shor over here in his Mevoy L'Shar Shlishi is going to begin, what are we looking for in our hearts? If Rashi says that the path to Simcha is to find out what's in your heart, understand it, and obviously fix it, and change it, and adjust it, and find out why it's shtering your simcha. So what is it in the heart? What's shtering? He starts off and says as follows. Shleimus hamidus hechrechu lahasagas hatoiru u'mal leisel. Tikkun hamidus is critical to attain Torah. Zeh me'amufrosamos, everybody knows that. The divrei chazal bor milalei, chazal spoke clearly, explicitly, katera nikus v'namchaz ma'ilu shamidus tovus. Kan amokim was bringing oipam diver avenu chayim vital zal shekosu b'sharei kedusha shavei shavenu v'agdom l'shar sheni ayin shom. Chayim vital, he brings it down over here earlier, is the famous kasha. He said a famous teres. Chayim vital asked, why is it then the Torah Kedusha is Tayyak Mitzvahs. It's Tayyak Mitzvahs. Why in the Tayyak Mitzvahs of all the essays in the Lav aren't Mitzvahs included in the Tayyak Mitzvahs? Allah, he brings down, Chazal say, Kol HaKoyas, Oved Avodah Zarah. Chazal compared anger is like an Oved Avodah Zarah. Gaiva, Kaifa Be'ikr. There should be a Lav in the Torah, thou shalt not get angry. Since it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it'll be overloaded with bezdin from Malkus. You're not going to get angry. You're not going to be cut. You're not going to be a gaiva. Well, the gaiva is a lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav sheyesh b'maisa. Yesh la'ayim was a hatif. Why isn't it a lav? Why isn't it a tayark? Have a more like a lav, which is not Malkus, by the way, because it's Shev al Taisid. Lois sits atzel, don't be an atzel. The Chayyar should have been on the side of Dibras, because all the other Dibras took for granted that the guy got out of bed. I say, Loi tiya atzel. It's much more relevant to us than Lois Sirtsov, Lois Signor, Lois Sachmoit. I say, Frech, the Hele Geo, Chayyar Vital, and Tama Dariyah Kodesh. Why isn't it a Dariyah? It's like the Hele Geo, Chayyar Vital, Omnom hein hachonois ikuyois altariag mitzvahs bi kiyumam oi bibitulam. Yan, ki ein koyach benefesh hasichlus hakaim ha mitzvahs ha idei tariag evrei aguf ala vem soyis nefesh ha yisoydis ha mechuberos ala guf atzmoy. Ulefichach inyan ha midis aros koshim in averis atzmom oid. And he says the midis are kisei bi yisoyid vishurish al nefesh al yoyen. What he's saying is as follows. He's saying that the reason why it's not in the tariag is before the tariag. The Tayag mitzvahs are the pu'ulis. I'm going to say over the... He talks about the chalakim of the neshama, which I'm not so familiar with. I want to say over what he says in a practical way. What he's saying is as follows. The Tayag mitzvahs, we'll talk about, let's say, mitzvahs I say, are things that a person, a pu'ulis, which make a person's dhamma in a kodesh baruch hu. The Leisa says, keep a person away from things which are marfik from a kodesh baruch hu, like Mesillas Hashem says. The midis are b'chal, whether the gavra, it's b'chal roi b'chal that the mitzvahs and the lezis should be chal on you. It's b'chal way before that. He talks about the neshama. There's different halakim of the neshama. So the a person does a mitzvah using the nefesh hasichlus, which is the seichel, to decide to do something. The midas sit in the control room of the nefesh habahamis, nefesh hashvela, which connects the guf to the neshama. The neshama is the chelak al kaimal. The guf
when the nefesh hasichlus, the seichel of the person, the talmud of the person says, Rav Tal tells the person, I want to go shake a luluf now. So it has to get the guf to go out and buy a luluf. But it has to get filtered through the mitzvah. The mitzvah is b'chal, define whether the gav is b'chal able to do mitzvah. That's why it's not even part of the tayag. It's before the tayag. It's the hakdama to the tayag. It's the kisei for the tayag. It's the yisoy of the tayag. It's the basis of the tayag. Are you b'chal a gav that's mitzvahable, if we use bad English? Are you b'chal the parsha of doing mitzvahs b'chal? Can you get your guf in the parsha? But it's much deeper than that. What's the marker of mitzvah's time is, by the way? Derech is called motayah. Now, if you ask most people, what's the marker for Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah? I want to tell you a very tief azach. He talks about Memches Dvarim Shatoy and Likusvein. What's the marker of Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah? So, you'll ask the average bacher, he'll tell you it's something that some mother in 1955, when the bacher came home from Ben Azman, and he misbehaved, the mother said, Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah, and for there it became a cliche for Klal Yisrael, for Jewish mothers to tell their kids, Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah. So it's not, it's a chazal, it's in one place. Parshas Bereishis, it says that the Eivishta was Megarish Adam Barishan from Gan Eden, and he put the Malachim Lishmor Derech Eitz Chaim. He can't go back. What's Derech Eitz Chaim? It says Chazal, Eitz Chaim is Torah, Eitz Chaim. And Derech is Derech Eretz Kadmo Torah. We can't Derech Eretz Kadmo Torah. Derech Eretz Kadmo Torah was Nischadish when Adam Barishan was driven out of, he was Megarish from Gan Eden. It was Nischadish Derech Eitz Chaim. Explains the Helgis Hashem as Pshat Zazeh. And some of this is the Pasha Pshat, the Tanhuma. This is the mark of Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, in the Bria and its Shlemusoi, Ruchnius was accessible without any Hachonis, the same way the physical Bria was accessible without any Hachonis. Chazal say that Lassad Baboy will grow cakes. He won't have to, the klal of having to do all the Eser Malachas of Afia, from Ketzira to Zriya to Drisha, Harisha, Tafia, all that is only after the Klala of Aura-Auras, after the Klala. But before the Klala, everything was ready, it was accessible. And Ruchnius, the Gashmius, Metzias, and the Bria, that you pluck everything off the tree, Kibbutz, was, that's why in Gan Eden, the wheat, says Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah was a pre, vayit, and everything in Gan Eden was a plant. There was no need to process anything. It was ready to pluck off the tree. And Ruchnius was like that also. You can pluck the Torah off the tree. After the Chet, so the Gavra, the Adam Rishon, deteriorated. And he wasn't anymore a kli for Torah. And it was Nischadish, as he left Gan Eden, the dramatic change that took place as he left Gan Eden was Derech Eitz Chaim, Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. You can't access Torah anymore. That means the zuhama, what Chazal described as the contamination, the pollution that the Nachash put into it, and the deterioration of Ruchnius that other Rishon had after the Chet, was, it expressed itself in Derech Eretz Avidus. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah was Nischadish, a Rizik Yechidish, Derech Eitz Chaim. It was Nischadish that you cannot access Ruchnius without Tikkun Avidus, because the Gavra is self-centered, and the Gavra is wrapped up in yourself, and the Gavra is Nishlat, Aydei the Yetzirah. And if you're not going to be sucking your meat, you're not a clean kibble for Torah, you're not a clean kibble for Torah's Davis, you're not a clean kibble for Davis. Because the Yetzirah went into the other region, like Chazal say, and the articulation and the expression of the Yetzirah going into other region was that he was self-centered. All the meat are about self-centered. You know, there's a famous Alta from Kelm. Chazal say that lo yeh b'cha elzor, you shouldn't have a foreign avodah zarah inside of you. B'cha. Chazal ask, pasuk in Tehillim, b'cha. Since when is there avodah zarah inside a person? B'cha. Does avodah person has a avodah zarah shop inside of you? Terach. He's the last guy that we know had an avodah zarah shop. The guy has avodah zarah. B'cha. Ezu elzor b'kir b'cha. What foreign getchka avodah zarah idol is inside a person? Avodah zarah. Yetzirah is inside a person. The Alter from Kelm said a shocking, life-changing Zach. Said the Alter. Alter said a very good Zach. The Alter said, the normal understanding of this Chazal is that the Yetzirah is located inside a person. He talks. We talk, it's the Yetzirah talking. We imagine, it's the Yetzirah imagining. We say Deus, it's the Yetzirah talking. We bang on the table and say that's the way it is. The Yetzirah said like that. The next day we say the opposite, it's also the Yetzirah. He's a flexible fellow, by the way. He can say by the chicken soup, Kanoyis, And then he can give a big speech by the chopped liver about Abbas Yisrael and Nezibel and Chaveber, he doesn't understand what's going on. Mashal Shudas, he's back to enter Rekarta, and by Abdullah, he's out, because he's confused. And Mashal Shabbos, he went somewhere, the big canoe. So the Yitzhar has no... So the Pashup Shad, you have El Zor, is that? That's the El Zor inside a person, right? Becha! Alfon Kel says, you know why it's inside of you? Oh, he says, Azal line, it's scary. I remember the shivers I got when I saw it. Maimer Yud, Sefer Chochma Musar. You know, in my days when I was a Bachur, Bachurim learned to Sefer Chochma Musar, the Alta Mekalim. I'm not talking about the fact that most of you never heard of it, because our school didn't come out with it yet. But you know that Bachurim, like yourselves, who are intelligent enough to come to Ali Shur, should learn Chochma Musar, the Alta Mekalim, Das Chochma Musar, even their hearts for him, by the way. But they raise your level. Nazon Yenenu, after the advertising break. The Altam Kelm, you know why the Yetz Hara is inside of you? Zok the Helig Altam Kelm, the Yetz Hara is inside of you, because the Yetz Hara is Avas Atzma, that a person self absorbed. Yeah. He says, you know why it's inside of you? Okay, the Yetz Hara couldn't find an office. The Yibacha El Zor, you shouldn't find the far enough. It is already inside of you. Ezu El Zor, Bekir Bacha, who's inside you? He couldn't find a better location. He says, you know why it's inside of you? Because the Yitzhahara, that way the Zohar is El Zohar. You serve yourself, by the way. You're the God. Avas Atzmai. And all the Midas Reis, are all Teilodis. They're all Peiris of Avas Atzmai. Atzlos is Avas Atzmai. Taiv is Avas Atzmai. Sin is Avas Atzmai. Gaiv is Avas Atzmai. The Chayena V'Rabim Heim V'Yishal Aportom, like Rabbeinu Nisim's Vidui says, if we're in the tshuva mood. There's no end. That's the El Zohar. That's the way the Zohar. So what happened? Here the Tiefkeit. Steht auf dem Olde Svarim. That before the Chet of Adam Arishin, the Yetzer was on the outside. But what does it mean on the outside? It means that there was a force in the world that had the ability to be maces a person, to convince a person, to persuade a person, to seduce a person, to do whatever. Well, it wasn't inside. After the Chet, it went inside. What does it mean it went inside? What does it mean it went inside? Human being became self-absorbed. Became self-absorbed. A guy from Rabbi once told me Mori de Gazach. He asked me, he said to me, tell me, he said, all the Kadmainim, that any time something appears in the Torah the first time, that's the primary, that's the Iker. So he said to me, where's the first time something negative in the Torah appears? The Torah says a negative Zach. So he said, that's the Leitev. A person's Levadei, a person's Levadei. That's the Leitev of the Briah. The first time Torah says something negative. If it's Levadei, and if you're self-absorbed, that's the Leitev of the Briah. That's the Leitev when you're alone. Not lonely, by the way, alone. When you're Levadei, when it's me. Self-absorption is not the result of you. That's the Yitzhara. That's the God that you're serving. That's the idol that you bow down to. That's the Getchka that you believe in. And from that is Nistayev, all Midas Reis. When other Rishon, when the Yitzhara went in, what does it mean? Everyone heard this word, right? People say, oh, you see Bachram, Hashem, Bachram, they say the Yitzhara was outside, the Yitzhara was inside. Went in, it went out. Everyone became big Bali Machshava. So the Alta Fakam, I'll tell you what it means. Leave the Kabbalistic Torah out of it. You don't know anything we're talking about. So the Alta Fakam, you know what it means? It went inside. What it went inside is that the person became the mouthpiece of the Yitzhara of Avas Atzmai, self-absorption. That's Becha. And all the Ra in the world comes from a person of self-absorption. Yeah, so it sounds very like out of townish, Harry-ish, ready to be nice and not self-absorbed. It sounds like a chesed campaign. What the Altum Kelm know about these things anyway? That's our approach to Musar. But the world shook from the Altum Kelm dedicated. Again, if you would know that there's a Sefer Chochma Musar, and you would learn the first 15 Mamorim, he spoke about a very, very hairy-ish topic called Leisi Ba'elim Chaveiwe. That's called Balaz, Vidos Tovos. Okay? And I'm sorry to bring it up. I don't go there back with Nefesh. And I have to watch my own thing, not to be forgay and all eating. But Hussein taught us, Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah. Not what the mothers meant, that you didn't take out the garbage when you came up in Ben Azvan, and thus when you landed from the airport. That's not what it means. The Chazal Motor means that the Gavra got Nishlat, a idea, Elzor, that says, I'm the Ikra of the world. And that's the sphere of the Torah. You can't access Torah, you can't access Ruchnius, you can't access Vekas, you can't access a Kodesh Baruch like that. Memchis Gorm Shatar Nikon was after the Chedav of the Rishon, after the Derech Yitzchayim, after the Derech Yitzchayim, after the Derech Yitzchayim, and Kozman, a person not going to fix this self-absorption, you can't have Simcha from Torah. Why? Because the Torah doesn't supply your self-absorption. And that's what Rashi means over here in Shabbos. Smach b'talmudcha l'moyd b'simcha b'toyr leba olich dargi lipo l'hovin ma'ba lipo v'yir reze necha. Use your eyes, see what's in your heart, understand what's in your heart. What's your heart interested? It's interested in you? But then you're never going to have a simcha from Torah, because the Torah doesn't supply that thing. Torah is the Eidrish, the Torah is not you. And that's the Yesoid that Chaim Vital said, that if you don't fix the Midas first, you can't even put your foot on the doorstep of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Next week in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk about, not about the Mitzvahs, we'll talk about the Torah of Mitzvah Shem, how a person's Tikkun HaMidas, you can't open a Rajbo, or Ketzois, or a Chaim, or a Kiv Eger, if you don't fix your Midas. They'll ask, what do you mean? I know a guy sitting next to me yesterday, he'll enter a Kiv Eger, who has terrible Midas. I'll answer the question next week.